You're listening to the audio production of Beside Still Waters, Words of Comfort for the Soul, published by Thomas Nelson, Roy H. Clark, editor, read by Trevor Thompson. Preface. Charles Haddon Spurgeon is my avocation. I have read over 2,000 of his sermons, outlining and analyzing more than 1,000. In them I found a field of precious gems. More than 300 vignettes promising hope, comfort, and encouragement. Spurgeon pointed out that people often come into the house of God heavily loaded with the thoughts of their daily vocations, the pressures of business, and the burdens of family life. The farmer remembers the fields that need plowing. The merchant sees unpaid bills fluttering before his eyes. Others are unable to forget a sick wife or ailing children. For these, he said, the preacher must have suitable leverage in his sermon to lift folk from the earth to which they cling and elevate them a little nearer heaven. As Spurgeon looked into the eyes of hurting and bewildered parishioners, he often responded with words of comfort. These passages are characterized by Spurgeon's rare ability to put deep truths into simple language with rich, warm spiritual tones. As I identified and updated these vignettes into clear contemporary language, I shared them with the adult Bible classes that I taught, and they proved a mighty blessing. Spurgeon's words can reach across the years and speak to today's hurting, struggling, bewildered, and depressed people. His answers are still valid. As Tilica observed, it is evidence of the substance and excellent form in Spurgeon's sermons that removed from the situation in which they were originally preached, and from the magnetism of Spurgeon's personality, they lose little in print. They are still a bubbling spring whose water needs no filtering or treatment. It is impressive that even though Spurgeon wrote and preached over a century ago, his words are still fresh and fragrant. Spurgeon's ability to offer hope and healing was best expressed by Russell Conwell. No man in this 19th century has ever healed so many people as Mr. Spurgeon. Although he was not a physician and never wrote prescriptions, Spurgeon felt that there was an unexplained mystery about the whole matter. Yet he asserted that there was power connected with prayer that should be used when people were in pain and could be relieved by it. Though now regarded by some as the prince of preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon knew well the humbling effect of rejectness and sickness in his own life. From the time he came to his London pulpit at the age of 19, he was the butt of cruel jokes in the press and the object of scorn from other clergy. Depression was a frequent and pervasive companion. He suffered from gout, a disease that produces torturous misery, and pain hounded him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?